Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Obviously, tattoos are not all that uncommon, but how about a tattoo on a 9-year-old? Would you ever let your 9-year-old daughter get a tattoo?
Crazy talk. Any parent that would do that, allow their kid to get a tattoo. That's bad news.
I agree. Supposedly, a couple from Turkey was, for whatever reason, in Arizona. I don't know if they went there specifically to get this tattoo, because I have learned that tattoo has basically no regulations. The state doesn't even require you to be licensed to practice to tattoo people in Arizona. It's one of the least regulated states for tattoo artists. Now, of course, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's ethical. And I would argue that this is not appropriate. But so back to this Turkey couple. The couple goes to Arizona, and this 9-year-old girl says she wants to get a tattoo of Donald Trump on her neck, which is very interesting. I don't know why this girl is such a big Donald Trump fan. And of all places to get that tattoo, you want it on your neck. So the tattoo artist convinces her, you know what, let's get something maybe a little less, you know, out there. Let's do an American flag on your arm, which she did.
Okay.
Tattoo artist posts about it online and is just getting reamed for it. All kinds of negative reviews. Listen to one of the local stories in Arizona, one of the local news stations, rather. They went out and covered this, and they talked to some people reacting to this news about the 9-year-old girl getting a tattoo.
No way. No. No, that's crazy. I wouldn't let my daughter, underage, get any tattoo.
No, I don't agree. I think they should wait a while.
Meanwhile, this mom of three says,
I think if you let your teenagers do what they want, they slow it down on it quicker. If you tell them they can't, they're going to find a way, and they're going to do it 3 times.
I repeat, do not listen to her parenting advice. That's terrible advice. Let your kid do whatever they want because they're going to do it anyway. No,
terrible,
no,
right.
No. You need to have boundaries. I get the logic behind that. I get why parents fear that. And let's be real. Many of us probably did that. We were told no and we did it anyway, or we found a different way. But that is just not the solution, is to just let your kid do whatever you want. And it is very interesting to me, Ryan, that, a number of these people who are complaining, who are writing bad reviews, saying the tattoo artist was terrible for allowing this 9-year-old to get a tattoo, the parents were terrible, they might be some of the same people who were okay with a minor getting a sex change.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Did you see
that
the tattoo?
Different? I did.
Was it good?
I would not get it. I don't think it's good. I think it looks like the American flag from, like, Old Navy, you know? Like the little, that the kids wear.
Oh, no.
It's not great. She already went back for a touch-up. She got it in 2023 and then went back in 2024 to get a touch-up. And maybe that was when he posted it to social media and is probably regretting it now because it's just, like I said, getting him so much backlash.
Wait, so was this person traveling in the U.S., left and came back? Or were they just residents from Turkey that don't have citizenship here in the United States?
The article said they were out of state. So I don't think that they live in Arizona. Now, I don't know if they live somewhere else in the United States and they came to Arizona, if they were just there and said, let's get a tattoo, or if they researched this and specifically went there knowing that there's so little regulation about tattoos, because not all states do this. Like, you do have to have parental consent in this case for a 9-year-old, but still, as long as the parents could be strung out on who knows what, and they could be like, sure, yeah, get the tattoo. I mean, that's awful. The guy said that most of the minors he tattoos are 15 years old, which is still, in my opinion, far too young. I think you should have to be officially an adult to get a tattoo, because even if you want to get it removed, and I don't have any tattoos, but even if you want to get it removed, I've heard that it can be very painful and, I'm guessing, expensive.
Yeah. No, I love the guy has his defense. He's like, guys, hold on. Wait. Hear me out. She's not the only minor that I've tattooed. There's been many.
Yeah, maybe don't admit that.
Yeah, no kidding. So you could just go in Arizona at any age and get a tattoo.
As long as you have parental consent. But
parental consent.
I mean, are they really going to check and be like, let me make sure that these are actually your parents? You know? They're not going to look into that. So you could just drag someone from the street and say, hey, this is my mom. She says, yes, go ahead and get that tattoo on your face. Go. Yeah. I'd like a teardrop under my eye, please.
Now,
my mom says it's okay.
Well, one of the problems with tattoos
is
when you...
somebody.
Yeah, I want a matching tattoo like this lady.
Someone. I believe that's the prison thing.
What happens, I've heard that too.
If you murder someone, you get a raindrop tattoo.
Yeah, but what happens, like, when you're older, your skin gets droopier, so it messes with the tattoos. But when you're young, you're still growing. Does it stretch the tattoo out?
Ooh.
What does it do?
Good question.
And I don't know if she'll regret it. Probably not. But I think the regret will be the tattoo artist when he... Well, you know what? It could probably work both ways. He's probably out there now getting ridiculed, but at the same time, there's a lot of 10-year-olds that are bugging their parents. See, this 9-year-old got it.
Oh, I'm sure.
And she's 9. I'm 10. I should be able to get a tattoo.
I'm sure.
I won't even give my kid a cell phone. Like,
yeah.
Why would you give him a tattoo? How dangerous that stuff is.
I think this is terrible parenting. I just don't understand how people think that a 9-year-old could be in their right mind to make a decision like that. That's life-changing. And this is right here, like I said, on her arm, her upper arm. And it's something that's visible. It's not like it's a really tiny one on her ankle. And even then, I wouldn't agree with it. But the fact is, this is something that is visible. Like, if you're, say, wearing, if you're going to a job interview in the summer and you have, you know, a nice blouse on or something and it's shorter sleeved, you would see that. And what if that's a reason why someone wouldn't hire you? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I see people with all these tattoos and I'm thinking, like, don't you think about that when you are, if you're looking to get a job, you know, there can be some that can be tasteful, no doubt, for sure.
You know, but I'd find ways. You're like, man, I grew up in a rough area. My babysitters had tattoos and they were 10.
My babysitters, they got their tattoo when they were 9.
Yeah, that's right.
It's rough around 9. Here.
Yeah, that's rough. I live in a rough neighborhood. Let me tell you, it's like a Rodney Dangerfield bit.
Carl will be impressed. I do know who Rodney Dangerfield is.
Because you saw Back to School.
Nope, not that one. I saw...
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack?
Probably Caddyshack. I feel like that was the one that I watched. Yeah. Who knows? Think how gross that Donald Trump tattoo, though, would have looked.
Oh,
especially
yeah, right
on
her neck.
A small neck of a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
I know.
How many
You're right,
adults
it would stretch?
Like, what is that? Like, then you have to explain. Oh no, it's a real tattoo of Donald Trump.
And what if she starts to hate Donald Trump? She loves him now, but what if?
Oh,
he has...
I don't know. I say if you're passionate enough to get a tattoo, that odds are you'll probably like him for a while.
Debbie on Facebook goes, so you get a butterfly tattoo, you turn 90, and it turns back into a cocoon. It's like a metamorphosis. Maybe if you start out getting the little cocoon, maybe as you age, you know, you get the cocoon as a 9-year-old, and then it becomes the butterfly when you're older, and then it's like a full life cycle.
Yeah. So do you question the parenting of this child? You question that they're... parenting needs to be taken under closer examination. Let's say examine other parts of their parenting to see if they are qualified for this child.
That and the tattoo artist. I don't agree with the tattoo artist doing this. I agree. I understand it's money, but
a
9-year-old?
Get a neon sign. We tattoo kids.
Yeah, we allow. Bring your toddler in here. Want a tattoo? We'll tattoo whatever kind of tattoo they want. We'll do it. If newborns. Before you get your newborn pictures, your fresh 48, come get a tattoo on your newborn. We're happy to do it.
This guy, to look nice.
This guy with the Alliance of Professional Tattooists, he was even scolding this. He was saying, you know, this is not a good look for us. This kind of makes all of us look bad. It just gives us a bad rap that we're people grouping us all together saying, oh, yeah, look at these, you know, tattoo artists who are willing to do whatever just to make a dollar and all kinds of things. And I would agree. It is not a good look for tattoo artists. Yep.
So you said this was a family from Turkey?
That's what this article says, although there is a spelling error. This is on Yahoo, where it's from.
They grab their stories from other places and just basically rip and post it, and they give very little credit. Is it possible this is a cultural thing? Like in Turkey, this is common, and we just don't know it? Where, like, all their kids are tattooed. You can go over to Turkey right now and to a fourth grade classroom, and they're all boasting different tattoos.
Maybe this is like a rite of passage. Before you go into the double digits there in Turkey, you have to get a tattoo.
Right. You're not, it's a who's who of who's cool or not if you have the tattoo on your arm. And it shows that you've fully made it into adulthood, like it's their way of showing it.
Oh, here we go. According to him, the family was... see, this is a spelling error, was from Turkey and told him it was a tradition in their family to get tattoos.
Family.
Yes.
So they all have Donald Trump tattoos?
That would be a great question. What are these other tattoos? They were just very grateful to be here in the United States. They were very grateful. They said they saw Donald Trump as a hero.
Well, like, what is it? Is it American Samoa? Where that's pretty common. Like, you see a lot of athletes come from those islands where they're all tattooed. It's like a cultural thing. So when they come and play here, like let's say they get drafted or recruited for football, they make it to the United States and they're just full body tattoos already. And you're like, oh, that's interesting. You're like, you might have to have got that when you're a child, like under the age of 18.
First one here got when I was 9 years old. Oh yeah, the sleeve. How long does that take and how painful is that?
Right. And there's got to be, you know, at that age, you're like, okay, it starts with bluey and then it goes up to like.
It's like your whole life.
Your whole life of things that you enjoyed on
then
PBS,
you get like a then you get like
Arthur.
A Scarface tattoo when you're older. Like you just kind of see, yeah, what you were into. You're like, oh, yeah, this was clearly from the 90s. This is from the early 2000s. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this was when I was really into Boy Meets World. I remember that. Look at my Corey Matthews tattoo.
Corey Matthews. You say Corey Matthews. I think Topanga.
Oh, of course you think Topanga. Topanga is every guy's crush, probably.
Of course.
She was a babe.
But you go all the way up the arm, you're right. And then you finally make it to, what's something that every, like you'd have like the Matrix, like you think of pop culture things that everyone was into. I thought it was the deepest movie ever made. Like you just keep going. And until where we are today, where you get Donald Trump on your neck.
What does that even symbolize if you want Donald? I mean, I'm a fan of Donald Trump, but I don't think it's necessary to get a Donald Trump tattoo anywhere on my body, especially not my neck of all places.
Yeah, that's a solid no. I'm going to encourage my kids not to get tattoos. I don't have any, and I'm going to do my best to prevent them from getting any either. I'm going to really, really push hard, and I'm going to be exactly the opposite of what that other lady said at the end of that audio clip, which is, oh, they're going to do it anyway, so just let them do it.
Let them do it. You know what? They're going to do drugs anyway.
Not.
Just give them the cocaine. Let them snort it while it's under your supervision. Isn't that better, right? They're doing cocaine in your house. You can control it and take their keys away. That's probably what she would say.
There's a lot of things you can put into that frame and realize it's a terrible idea and terrible parenting, too. Now, it makes me wonder how her kids grew up and like what they're into right now. Like, you could just, the way it sounds, it's so My Name is Earl is the way it sounds. Like, this is straight out of the trailer park type of way talking. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, not exactly classy.
No, not at all.
Get more at 971talk.com.